The Haines School Board considers 3 candidates for interim superintendent. And the legislature's capital budget impasse could delay the Haines Highway project. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more up next. A retired educator who served as Haines interim superintendent 2 years ago is up for the job again. The school board is considering 3 candidates for the short-term position following the departure of the former head administrator, Tony Habra. Rich Carlson served as interim superintendent during the 2015 to 2016 school year. He stepped in after the unexpected resignation of 1-year superintendent Ginger Jewell. Habra is also leaving the district after just 1 year. That means Haines may have 5 different superintendents over a 5-year period. Carlson is a longtime educator who has held superintendent positions, permanent and interim, in several districts in Alaska. Lisa Schwartz said Carlson is a safe choice, but the downside is he's not interested in the permanent position.
We know Rich is a gnome. We know he's fantastic. We know we can all work well together, everybody. And the question, I think, comes down to, do we want to go with the known, or do we want to go ahead and try to hire one of these other folks that might be more permanent?
There are 2 other candidates for the job. Kevin Shipley was most recently the superintendent of the Cake City School District. Before that, he held several different principal positions in Texas. Susan McCauley served as interim commissioner of the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development in 2016. She's worked in education throughout the state. Here's board member Sarah Chapel.
I feel really excited about Susan McCauley when I read about her and I learn more about her, and I do kind of wonder if she's the kind of person that could help us actually move forward in the next year. Not that Rich couldn't help us do that, because I think Rich was a solid superintendent for us.
Principal Renee Martin called McCauley a power player. Martin said she thought McCauley could help move the district forward.
If she was willing to come to Haines for a longer term thing, then it might be worth spending the money for 1 year, because I mean, she would be amazing. We would become a model school for things around the state, I feel.
Martin listed a number of goals she has for the next superintendent.
In my dream world, if I'm, you know, like right now, where are we? I think that we need someone with, number one, to help us adjust a budget and scale the budget correctly for our downsizing, that we need vision in that. We need to restructure our admin team, building level admin team, so that we have something moving forward.
She said the district also needs to refresh the strategic plan. And if the next superintendent is only there for a short time,
help us with a solid hiring plan so that we can kind of glean out that information about leadership, vision, and stuff like that. I guess visionary. That's what I would like to see, because that's what we've got to catch up here. We're in a position where we could be a leader in the state. We have been in the past on things, and we need some help with getting moving in that direction.
The board is also considering cost. President Anne-Marie Palmieri said they could save some money by hiring Carlson.
With Rich, we don't have to pay the health insurance. We just pay him that health insurance stipend, which is actually part of our negotiated agreement now. So that saves us like $15,000, and then there's also the retirement piece, so we're not paying into his retirement.
The district budget is already taking a hit because it's paying Habra a $66,000 settlement. The board has not explained why the former superintendent is being paid after resigning. The discussions about his yearly evaluation and contract were held behind closed doors. At a recent assembly meeting, Haines resident Fred Einsbrook spoke up about the lack of transparency around Habra's exit.
Who is authorized to write a check to an individual who has resigned for $65,000 with no explanation and no reason? That is simply not acceptable in a democracy and a taxpayer-based system.
The school board held off on making a decision about who to hire as interim superintendent until the end of the week. A meeting is set for Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the school library. A major Haines infrastructure project that is years in the making may have to wait a little longer. Construction on the Haines Highway Improvement Project was expected to begin this fall, but the Alaska legislature's failure to agree on a capital budget could delay this and more than 20 other transportation projects. Without a state budget, the Alaska Department of Transportation can't access millions of dollars in federal money for infrastructure developments. Phase 1 of the Haines Highway construction, which deals with miles 3 through 12, is estimated to cost around $40 million. Federal highway funding should pay for 90% of the bill, but not until the state approves its about $4 million in matching funds. That's part of the capital budget. DOT spokeswoman Ora Landau says the department anticipated advertising the project for construction bids in late July. It will have to put that off until a capital spending plan is passed. Landau says the Federal Highway Administration fiscal year ends September 30th. If the capital budget is still in limbo at that time, it would cause a more serious delay. The legislature passed an operating budget in June, narrowly avoiding a government shutdown. It's meeting now in a special session focused on oil tax legislation. The Haines Highway renovation isn't the only DOT infrastructure project affected by the capital budget. The Marine Highway Ferry Tustamina replacement is the highest dollar item on the list. Road and bridge renovations from Ketchikan to Fairbanks are also affected. The aim of the Haines Highway project is to improve the safety of the corridor that connects Haines and Canada. It will bring the road up to 55-mile-per-hour standards by widening shoulders and straightening curves. Construction on the highway is expected to last several years. The total cost is around $100 million. The Haines Assembly is considering sin taxes on tobacco, marijuana, and alcohol. But as KHNS's Emily Files reports, the Assembly members are not on the same page about which of those products should be taxed.
The initial excise tax proposal deals with tobacco and marijuana. Borough staff looked at the taxes municipalities like Juneau and Sitka have in place. Using that information, manager Deborah Schnabel suggested a $2 excise tax on packs of cigarettes and a tax equivalent to 45% of the wholesale price on other tobacco products. She recommended a $5 per ounce tax on marijuana. Recently appointed Assembly member Sean Mady was fine with the tobacco tax, but he said a pot tax could inhibit a new local industry.
I don't want to tax a small business to death before we even give them a chance to grow, but we can always bring this up later if we don't put something in stone now.
Three Haines residents have applied for 5 marijuana business permits with the state. 3 are for cultivation and 2 are for retail. Carol Waldo was the first Haines applicant. She hopes to grow and sell marijuana.
What I'm suggesting for you to think about is to give the people that are going into this new industry maybe consider a 2-year tax waiver until we find out if we're going to make any money. I mean, there's no point in killing the goose before it's laid the golden egg.
The state of Alaska already imposes a $50 per ounce excise tax on marijuana cultivation businesses. The Assembly also debated whether to levy an additional tax on alcohol. The most plausible mechanism is a sales tax, which would require a public vote. The pot excise tax would be charged on the sale or transfer of marijuana from a cultivation facility to retail store. The tobacco tax would be paid by the distributor who brings the product into the borough. Those expenses would likely affect how much consumers pay. The Assembly was split on whether to remove marijuana from the excise tax ordinance. Mayor Jan Hill broke a tie vote in favor of keeping pot in the proposal. She said she wants the public to have a chance to comment. Residents will have the opportunity to voice their opinions on sin taxes during public hearings at Assembly meetings on July 25th and August 8th. There is also a committee meeting to discuss marijuana businesses and whether Haines should impose any restrictions on the new industry. That meeting is set for July 24th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.